Hey, welcome back into the last segment of the show. We have got Boitumelo Moti with us. And if you want to participate, remember on Twitter, we're at VioFM using the hashtag LawFocus, and you can dial in on 011-717-9881. I was giving a look at my producer just now and saying, you know, just how envious I am of the under-25s. I hope that you guys take full advantage of that wonderful MTN Pulse. Boitumelo, hello.
Hi, Tepa, how are you? Good evening to you and your listeners and to Belinda, which is on.
Yes. I'm fine, other than the fact that I feel a little bit old because I'm not under 25. But be that as
don't
it may...
Don't worry, I'm there with you.
We've enjoyed our time. Boitumelo, you are at Bergsmans. That is one of the big five law firms we call them the big five, correct?
Yes, it is. And it's Werksmans because it's a Jewish firm and not an Afrikaans firm.
I'm sorry, I grew up in Pretoria, you know. When we see a name like that, we say Werksman. You know, everyone calls. Okay, so it's Werksman.
I know, everyone makes that mistake.
My apologies. Werksman. Just take us through from the point at which you completed your degree. Did you go directly into articles, and where did you do those?
Yes, so I think I started applying for articles very early. I started in first year. Can you believe it? So, so I think I got my first VAC work when I was still in first year. And that didn't work out because I was a child. I really didn't know anything. And I then started applying again seriously during second year. I got called into an interview at Werksmans. Before I got called in for an interview, I got a call from the recruitment person at Werksmans telling me that, well, they do not have space for the year that I'm applying for in Johannesburg, but they do have an opening in Cape Town and asked me if I would be interested in applying for that. And I took the opportunity, and I mean, who wouldn't want to live in Cape Town every once in a while?
The Republic of Cape Town, whoo!
Yes, you know, I just decided to move countries. So yes, I then applied for the role, and I think I got signed in my late second year or third year.
Yes.
I then moved to Cape Town I started my articles in 2016. Yeah, 16, and I've been at the firm ever since. I've recently moved back to Johannesburg.
Thank goodness.
Still with the same firm.
Thank goodness. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I see what you do there is litigation and dispute resolution, because we often have the impression that when you go to a lawyer, I'm suing. And I suppose that's a small part of it. But what else is it when we talk about dispute resolution? What is that exactly?
So there are various forms of dispute resolution. So you get your normal litigation where you go to court, you sue someone, right? But there are other aspects like arbitrations, mediations that we often don't speak about it because people don't know about it. A lot of law students tend to think that being a lawyer is about going to court. But there are some practices. I know that a friend of mine hardly ever goes to court. She's always in arbitration. We basically resolve disputes in different ways. So an arbitration would be a less formal process where it's not a judge that's adjudicating over the dispute, but it's an arbitrator. You set your own rules. You can either subscribe to a set form of rules, or you can make your own rules about the conduct of your arbitration.
Right.
So, yeah, there's different facets to it, but that's not what I do, actually.
Oh, that isn't what you do.
Yeah, it's a small part of what I do.
Mm-hmm.
My career has sort of shifted from that, from going to court. I know when I was still doing articles, and very early on in my career, I used to do match court work a lot. I used to do some high court work. But since I moved to Joburg, I joined the it's still in the litigation and dispute resolution department, but I specialize in healthcare, life sciences, data privacy, consumer protection, and federal regulatory work. So
right,
I'm moving more towards regulatory work than litigation.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So I'm the person that tells you what to do so that you don't get into trouble in a later stage.
With the authorities that you are supposed to be okay, I see. I see.
Yeah.
Typically at a firm like Worksmans, what is your type of clientele? Can I walk in there and say, hey, I want Boitumelo as my client, even if I'm going in there for a divorce?
Certainly, certainly. I think there's a lot of different lawyers who do different things at Worksmans. We cater for a range. I know there is a divorce lawyer, for example, at Worksmans.
Okay.
You get people who specialize in healthcare, like myself, in labor practices, in construction. So there's a lot of insolvency, for example. So there's a lot of different departments within litigation and our commercial department.
Right, okay. Because there's also this perception, and it sometimes puts very talented people off, that if you go to one of the big five firms, it's very nice. Yes, of course. You have a nice office. You have a huge support staff. But you practically live and breathe law. You wake up in the morning and you go straight to the office. You're there until the dead of the night. And then you go home. You kiss your kids. And they're already asleep. And you just crawl into bed. What is it actually like to work at a big firm? Because some people are really nervous about that kind of environment.
So you will have different experiences based on the sort of work that you do, right? And also based on your experience. And by that I mean, as a candidate attorney, you can expect to put in very long hours because you basically don't know what you're doing. So when you're in law school, you think that prepares you enough for you to start your legal career, but it doesn't. So in practice, things are a bit different. It stops being more on the theoretical side of things, and it starts being more practical, and you do put in a lot of hours. I, myself, for example, used to put in a lot of hours during articles. It's since gotten better. You learn how to manage your time. You work better, you work faster, you know things. So you will look back one day. So sometimes when I'm working on something, I look back and I'm like, hey, I've actually learned so much since article days, because right now certain things come as second nature, and they just, you know, certain things. You just know what to do when you get something. So you do, as you progress in your career, put in less and less time, and you then also get to delegate certain work. So as a senior associate, I would not generally be required to paginate papers and make bundles and things. And I can also ask my candidate attorney to do the first draft of certain things, the same way a director would ask me as a senior associate to attend to certain things. So you get more responsibility, but you can also delegate a bit more and become a little bit more in charge of your time. But certain practices require that. I'm not going to say which practices out of fear of scaring people off.
But the reality is that if you want to earn a lot of money in law, you often have to put in a huge amount of hours. I mean
we sell time, right? And there's only 24 hours in a day, and I mean, if you sell your time, you're going to have to put in the time. I'm not going to sugarcoat it or make it. You're going to have to put in the time. But there are days where I can come home, like today, and make dinner for my husband and I, and it happens. So you get to have a life also outside of work. But I'm not going to lie and say that you won't have to put in the time. You certainly will have to put in the time as a lawyer. You sell your time. That's just the nature of the beast.
You mentioned in your earlier that, you know, there are various roles. You mentioned candidate attorney, senior associate, director, part. If you could just give us, you know, a quick layout of what a firm of that size would have in terms of its levels. So candidate and researcher, what does it have?
Okay, so in my team, for example, we'll have a candidate attorney. We often at our firm keep first year candidate attorneys in litigation. So you would then rotate to your commercial department in your second year of art school. So as a first-year candidate attorney, you're most likely to be in a litigation department that is at the firm. And then from then onwards, obviously, when you get to commercial, there's a candidate attorney two. So you do 2 years of art school. So there's a CA1, CA2, and there's an associate and a senior associate, and then you get a junior director, and then you get an equity director. That's how things are broken up. I think in other firms they're called partners.
Okay.
So the
name might change here and there, but the basic structure would be more or less that.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So there's a candidate attorney, associate, senior associate, and partner.
Now, we're almost running out of time, but I can't let you go before I ask you perhaps one slightly awkward question.
Okay.
Is it difficult to assimilate into such a big and old profession and firm where perhaps 30, 40 years ago or even 20 years ago, you may have been something of an oddity? Has it become quite easy to assimilate into that environment now?
Certainly. I think as the legal fraternity, we are moving towards the right direction, right? So I speak here today as a black woman. So I think years ago, it would have been difficult for me to even, you know, utter anything about being in a law firm, right? But the legal fraternity is moving towards the right direction. I think also it's just up to us as especially women. I'm guessing we're speaking about women. It's Women's Month, so I'm going to focus on women.
Don't worry, men get enough attention. Don't worry.
Great. So I think the biggest injustice that we do to ourselves as women, and particularly black women, is that we don't hone in our power. We're not true to who we are, right? So you often get told to toughen it up or man it up. And I think that's absolutely ridiculous, right? We are women, and you need to realize that as a woman, you're good enough. You are capable enough to be in this space. So as we shift mentally, I think it becomes easier and easier to assimilate into spaces like this.
Well, that is encouraging, and I'm always happy to hear about the progress we've made. Unfortunately, we have run out of time, and we can't continue the conversation. We had far too little time with you, Buitumelo, but I am sure we'll be in touch at a later stage. Thank you for coming through and giving us just a little bit of insight of what it is to belong to one of the big five.
Thank you so much, and thank you for the great show.
Good night.